Two healthcare organizations in the region have received the needed state and federal approvals and have become one not-for-profit health system that will serve 1 million people in 85 communities across New York and Connecticut. HealthQuest and Western Connecticut Health Network are now Nuvance Health. For more on the new organization, I spoke with Nuvance President Robert Friedberg and the CEO, Dr. John Murphy.
We were very similar organizations located, you know, in adjacent geographies, both of whom saw the potential value in scale, in terms of improving the quality of the care that we delivered, keeping the costs down, preserving access to capital, and preparing for new reimbursement models. We thought all of that work could take place more efficiently and to a greater extent if we were to do it together rather than to maintain our independence. And we also thought that it would be a very attractive place to get some of the best talent, both in medicine as well as in some of the non-clinical positions. And the more we talked about it, the more we realized how alike our organizations were. And ultimately, both boards said it makes a great deal of sense.
Dr. Murphy, how will this benefit the patients?
I think in a number of ways it'll benefit patients. There is a tendency in both organizations currently for some patients to have to leave the area to get access to services that we don't offer or that we don't do often enough. And as we come together and look at those gaps in care, we intend to fill them either through direct recruitment or partnership with other organizations so that we will provide a broader range of services while elevating its quality and the satisfaction of patients who receive it, and allow them to receive that care close to home in the facilities that they've come to know and trust.
Robert Friedberg, as president of this organization, it seems healthcare is now in flux. The Affordable Care Act may be changing. President Trump has said he's considering changes to the system. It will happen after the election. Is it tough to move forward in healthcare when there's so much uncertainty coming from the federal government?
Well, there's been tremendous uncertainty with the federal government for a very long time. We do know that there always will be changes to how the federal government is going to approach healthcare. You know, our responsibilities continues to look at how we're going to improve our quality, improve the level and of access to healthcare services for our communities, and do it in a way that creates value. And as long as we stay on those principles, the changes that come from either the state of Connecticut, the state of New York, or from the federal government can be managed.
And Mr. Friedberg, can you tell us a little bit more about how Nuvance came together? Has there been an elimination of a duplication of services? How did the organizations mesh? What changes had to be made?
Well, we're only on day three, so there hasn't been a whole lot of changes to the healthcare systems, the system as of yet. But we are going to be looking at how we'll implement according to what we believe would create synergies, starting with how we would create clinical synergies and being able to improve the number of physicians that we have in certain subspecialties, and look at how we can improve the quality across the health system by learning from each other about what best practices may be for the community, and then looking at how we would become more effective and more efficient with our resources.
And I know, Dr. Murphy, you mentioned reimbursements. That's become an issue with healthcare providers across the country and across the region. Closer to home here in Albany, two ambulance companies have just gone out of business because of a lack of timely reimbursements. How much of a problem or how much of a concern is that for Nuvance?
It is a concern. The timeliness of reimbursements is a challenge, certainly on our end at the moment in Connecticut from Medicaid. To a certain extent for some of the commercial payers, I suspect in both states. But Brian, the larger question for us, I think, has been, and you talked about this a moment ago in terms of the federal government and its ability to continue to pay as much money as they have been paying, is a multi-trillion dollar part of the economy, that the nature of the reimbursement is likely to change from what's called fee-for-service to some value-based model whereby the purchasers of healthcare services want to actively purchase quality service, and we'll tie more and more dollars to the delivery of high quality and cost efficient services as opposed to just passively paying it. So as we recognize that's likely to come our way at some point, either at the state level through Medicaid or the federal level through Medicare, we need to organize ourselves around a changing reimbursement model and ultimately accept more risk as a provider, where the risk has always been on the payer side. One of the essential elements of preparing for that shift is to have a sufficiently large population over which you can spread that risk. And that's one of the other facts that was very compelling for us about making Nuvance happen, was that collectively, if you include our primary and secondary areas, we're going to be in 85 communities serving upwards of 1 million people. And you, I think, can effectively be successful in a new reimbursement model when you have that kind of scale. So that was another reason for our coming together.
Dr. John Murphy is the CEO of Nuvance Health. We also heard from Nuvance President Robert Friedberg. The new company is a merger of HealthQuest and Western Connecticut Health Network.